Cobb transportation officials started looking at the possibility this week. They say the bridge could be used to transport fans by foot and by shuttle from the Galleria area to the new stadium. Faye DiMassimo directs the county's transportation department.
You'll be able to move those people very efficiently, and if they park, if people come to that area and park over there and want to use either a pedestrian facility or transit to make their way over to the site, they'll be able to do that as well. So again, it's just offering more options.
Officials estimate the bridge would cost $3.5 million to build. And DiMassimo says state and federal officials would have to sign off on the project.
We would have to do an environmental document because it occupies airspace over the interstate. So the Federal Highway Administration and Georgia Department of Transportation would have approval over that. And then if there were any federal or state funding in it, they would need to approve that. Or if we did it completely with local funding, even at that, the environmental document would still have to be approved by them.
Meanwhile, some area residents have expressed concerns about how a new stadium would affect traffic and county taxpayers. This was Cobb County resident Jan Barton during a county commission meeting Tuesday.
What are the calculated costs in terms of added traffic delays, added bus transit costs, and impact to local businesses due to the added traffic congestion?
In response to those concerns, DiMassimo says there are several exit and entry points to the proposed stadium site. She also says there are a number of projects already underway or planned to alleviate traffic issues near the proposed stadium. DiMassimo says those improvements include a diverging Diamond interchange at I-75 and Windy Hill Road and the widening of Cobb Parkway. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.